إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, one of the brothers asked me a question about consistency. We spoke about consistency, and he said, how can we be consistent? What are the tools to be consistent? So I think maybe that's a good idea to talk about that. First and most important thing before goal setting or anything like that is to be clear in your mind about the benefit of the action. So whatever action you are seeking to become consistent in, it is very important to understand the benefit of this action. What will you get if you become consistent in that action? What will you get? So for example, if you say Salah, you want to become consistent in praying the Salah, first Salah in the masjid, then we should become clear in our minds, what is the benefit of this? And when I say clear, I'm sure everyone knows that the reward for praying the first Salah in the masjid is 27 times the reward of praying the same first Salah at home. We all know this. But issue is to know it and to reflect on it and to let it sink into your heart and mind so that it becomes real. Just knowing, we know this as some line or something we heard somewhere, it's not real. So we have to make it real in our hearts and in our minds, make this real and say, yes, this is what I will. What is the meaning of 27 times reward? How does this 27 time reward, what will it look like on the day of judgment on my scale? That 27 times reward is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Quite literally, without any exaggeration, that is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Why? Because one single hasana, one single good deed is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. So 27 times reward for one salah is definitely among those. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our salah, inshallah, we ask Allah to accept our salah and to cover our mistakes. So get the benefit of this into the system. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about fasting. He said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Allah said, the sawm, the fast is for me and I will reward it. Allah did not say how much reward He will give and what He will do. He said, I will reward it. So if you are thinking of maybe becoming consistent with regard to the nafil, the sunnah fasting of Monday and Thursday, then reflect on this. What is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I will reward this deed? Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you know, most people at least fast. But the sunnah fast, which is throughout the year, reflect on this. What is the benefit of that? The reward of that deed, what will be the benefit of that? Similarly, we are coming in now for Dhul Hijjah. And the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah will start, inshallah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 27, 28 or something like this of this month of September. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about these 10 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these are the best 10 days of the whole year. And he said, except for the nights, the best 10 nights are the last nights of Ramadan, in which there is Laylatul Qadr. But for the days, these are the best 10 days of the whole year. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and rewards the ibadat of these days more than any ibadah of any day. So the sahaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, they asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad fi sabilillah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the only exception is if a man goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fighting for the cause of Allah and he does not come back. Which means he is shaheed fi sabilillah. Except for that one exception. All other deeds, which means including if a man went out for jihad and came back, then that is also not superior to this. So the fasting, the tilawat al-Quran, the sadaqat and khairat, the salah, nawafil and so on, whatever good you can do in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us those days in good health, inshallah, and give us the tawfiq to spend those days definitely we should fast on those days, without a doubt. And we should increase our ibadah. Try to read more Quran and do whatever you need to do for those days. So, understanding the value of those will help us to make us, will help to make us consistent in that. Same thing applies for your worldly things. Whatever you are doing, sit down and reflect. And that's why I also talked about the importance of silence and, you know, time for yourself. And sit and reflect and say, what benefit do I get from this action? That benefit of the action will help us. Take Salah for example. I keep on going back to Salah because Salah is the root of the whole matter. In Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this conversation between the people of Jahannam and the people of Jannah. And the people who are being thrown into the hellfire, they will be asked, وَمَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what is it that resulted in your being thrown into the hellfire? Why are you going into the hellfire? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. What will they say? They will say, we did not used to pray. We were not among those who prayed. Now what more do we want? Anyone who has even a, you know, drop of iman, even one atom of iman, the only one who can deny this is the one who has no iman at all, who does not believe in Jannah, Jahannam, Akhirat, nothing. And then of course we have no argument with such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of them. We don't, that's not our job. But anyone with any iman, no matter how weak and miserable that iman might be, if he has got any iman at all, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that your this salah will save you from the hellfire. If you do not pray, then you will go into the hellfire. Now what bigger incentive do we want to ensure that we do not miss a single fard salah no matter what? Which bigger incentive do you want? So how to be consistent is to understand the value, the fadl of the amal, the value and benefit of the deed. Understand this. Second thing to do is to set for yourself reasonable goals. Now, reasonable goal, I call a reasonable goal a goal which is not so easy that doing it is gives you no satisfaction. The whole thing about goals, the bigger the goal, the more the satisfaction of accomplishing it. So, that's the important thing to understand that. But also don't make the goal so big that you don't achieve it. And then you have to deal with failure. You feel, you know, bad that I failed. And that will discourage you. So don't go to that extreme. Don't make it so big that you might fail. But don't make it so small that it's like ridiculous, you know, it makes no satisfaction. So make it a reasonable goal, a goal which is not too easy and which is not almost impossible. So make a reasonable goal which will give you satisfaction at having accomplished it. So then you will feel satisfied with that. Right? So, and then inshallah, continue with that. So just these two things. Being clear about the benefit of the deed and setting for yourself a reasonable goal which ensures that you do it. And the third thing, of course, if you need to do that, is also to keep track. So have some kind of notation, have a checklist, have a calendar, whatever suits you and your temperament, have a track of what you are doing. It looks nice. It is also encouraging for you. If you put up a chart and you are ticking off on the chart or some spreadsheet or something, you look at it every day, all the boxes are being filled, you feel nice. Okay, fine, I accomplished this. So it's all these are ways of encouraging yourself to be consistent in our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be consistent in our deeds and to enable us to do more and more and to help us to benefit from this, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.